Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, Lee.
Yes.
Our side is making a big mistake right now. Our media, I don't know what they're doing with this, but they're setting up this idea that we're going to somehow win in Virginia or New Jersey, and it's going to be great, and these are really competitive races. I'm here to tell you they're not.
Yeah, the polling says otherwise.
I don't understand the coverage. It's next level dumb. It'd be really cool to win in New Jersey. It'd be cool to win the governor's race. I'd love to win them. It's not going to happen. That is a deep, hardcore blue state. And so the story, because Republican media has set this up the way that they have, when we lose, and we're going to lose the governor's race in Virginia and in New Jersey, as it should be. Those are blue states. The coverage tomorrow is going to be even next level dumber. With everyone kind of, oh, no, look like Republicans got beat. Of course we did. Of course we got. Yes, yes, we are going to lose in New Jersey. That is not shocking. It will not be shocking tomorrow, and it will not be shocking when 10 years from now it happens again, Lee. It's a blue state. Now, in some polls, is the Republican candidate closer to the Democrat than is normal? Sure, a lot closer. Does that show the strength of the Republican Party? Absolutely. Are we going to win? No. No. Virginia, look, I know they currently have a Republican governor, but that's an aberration. It really is. And it was the result of just a really insane situation at the time where a boy in a skirt was not only allowed to rape a girl, literally a teacher walked in the middle of the rape and walked out to leave them alone. He was then moved to another school where he raped another girl. And Democrats, when it comes right down to it, Lee, know if they want to keep their kids and particularly their daughters safe, they got to vote Republican because Democrats won't do it. So they spanked the Democrats of Virginia, spanked the Democrat leadership by electing a Republican through staying home. OK, that's all that happened. They're not staying home now. Winston Sears is a very nice woman. I like her interviews on Fox News, but she's not a strong candidate. She's not even a particularly good candidate, and she's not going to win. And this is going to be tomorrow somehow portrayed as a loss for Republicans and Democrats are ascendant. No, they're not. No, they're not. We're not at the point yet where we could just walk into blue states and win. So I just wanted to say that because this is just, it's getting so exponentially stupid, I have to turn it off. I mean, when you're looking at Virginia, a state that Joe Biden won by almost 10 points, that's its natural, the way it is, and it hasn't changed. However, Lee, this is changing. And look, you've been doing this for as long as I have. I mean, did you ever think you'd see this? This new poll out from, get this, a Democrat super PAC, American Bridge 21st Century, working class voters, blue collar voters, they used to be the bread and butter of the Democrat Party. These were folks who belonged to unions when I start, you know, first got behind a microphone.
Yeah.
Unthinkable that they would ever vote in mass for Republicans. We simply, no matter what we said to them until Donald Trump came along, we could not get their attention. Now look at this. Democrat poll for a Democrat PAC called, again, American Bridge 21st Century. Working class voters see Democrats as woke, weak, and out of touch. 6 in 10 have a negative view of the party. That's just devastating.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. Working class, the initial feedback is grim. Again, this is a Democrat PAC. Working class voters don't see Democrats as strong or patriotic, while Republicans represent safety and strength for them. These voters can't name what Democrats stand for other than being against Donald Trump. I can, but okay, we'll take it. The Democrat brand is suffering as working class voters see the party is too focused on social issues and illegal immigrants and not nearly focused enough on economic issues that impact everyone every day. Yes, they only care, as we're seeing the shutdown, about economic issues that affect illegals. Everybody else can pan sand. So they're getting it, Lee. I never thought I'd see this in my lifetime. This is such, I mean, you think about the Democrat Party of Bill Clinton's era, as friendly to unions as they were. I mean, just wow. What do you make of that?
Well, once again, this is when you talk about the union thing, that's one of those constituencies that has changed. And quite honestly, Donald Trump is the reason for it.
Yeah, this is a guy who was a Democrat, knows how to speak to them. He has cred with blue collar voters because he's been a Democrat for so long. And so they listened. They gave him a listen. And, you know, quite frankly, too, they looked at Democrats and went, what the heck are you doing? I don't even recognize this.
You know, I almost wondered, and you're talking about the narrative that we're getting from, you know, Fox and some of the conservative outlets about the possibility of winning in New Jersey and Virginia there. And I'm wondering if the narrative that they're working from is, let's make it look like we got a chance to win. And when we don't, we can talk about the weakness of Donald Trump as a candidate and his legacy.
Mm. Wouldn't surprise me. I mean, Fox News went through a phase when Donald Trump was going through his trials, literally his five trials, where not only was Trump and all of his surrogates banned from Fox, but even Lara Trump, Trump Jr., none of them. I mean, it was as if Trump didn't exist.
Yeah.
And that's sort of, I think, the natural inclination of Fox News. But you know what? You're seeing Newsmax and to some extent ONN doing this, TOANN doing this too. Like, why are we covering this way? I mean, like, I just our media is look, if we win in New Jersey, I'll eat my hat. I will be so excited that I just, like, I can't stand it. But I'm here to tell you where we are this morning. I mean, you look at Rasmussen's polling, which I trust.
Yeah,
because it's really been right on. They are right wing pollster, but they will tell you if Trump's messing up in the polls. They will tell you that. And Trump came into office 55% popularity. He is sitting at 45% right now. He has for the last month lost a point. Why? Because he knows this shutdown's hurting him too. When you go and you dive, you know how they say, what do you sleep with dogs, you get fleas.
Yeah,
he's sleeping with dogs right now. I mean, he's fighting the Democrats. You're gonna get mud on you. You're gonna get fleas too. This is really messy. It's going to get ugly. It's going to get even uglier. Democrat numbers are going to come down even further, but Trump's will go down too. And so we're in the middle of an absolute street brawl right now. And Trump is getting less popular. He is. And so, yeah, I bet you're right, Lee. They'll make that argument.
Well, it always seems that they, particularly the more mainstream leaning, like Fox News or the conservative outlets, they vacillate between pro-Trump and then not so pro-Trump.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering if they're setting that up as a possibility there, making it look like we got a chance of winning. It's like, no, we don't.
No,
and now
we
we're,
don't.
Yeah.
No, we don't. Okay. Want to let you know this. Nancy Mace, in a bit of a controversy out there at the Charleston Airport. You might have heard about this. It was all over the place over the weekend. The story from the mainstream media is that she berated some of the police force out there. There was some confusion. They're supposed to escort her from the curb, from the car, In through the special entrance that, you know, senators and Congress people all use.
For security reasons.
For security and good ones, because yes. She's had so many death threats. That's what the left does now.
Right.
I mean, I got why she was so agitated with the threats. Okay. So she's coming on the show at 9:33 today. At 9:37, excuse me. At 9:37. If you notice, I've gotten several texts, why aren't you talking about this? I like to be on the fresh breaking news. But since it's the mainstream media telling this story, I'm very, very, I've never seen them get a story where the Republicans at the center correct, okay? Maybe this is the first one. It's bound to happen eventually. I want to hear her version of the story before I figure out what the story is. Because these things have a real funny way of getting twisted. So I'm sort of holding my fire, Lee, but I'm looking forward to seeing what Nancy Mace is going to say. And one of the things I always let you know about candidates, there's two kinds of candidates out there. There's the kind that comes on this show with no prerequisites, no, hey, I want you to ask me these questions, rules, ground rules before they come on. And then there's the kind who wants me to ask a prescripted list of questions. Right. I will not. Yeah. And that is why you don't see as many of us candidates on the show. So for this interview, she hasn't done that. She hasn't put any limits on what I can ask her. So we're going to run down and see what is her version of what happened here. I'm going to be very curious to see if she did it berating, TSA and cops. Not a good look, especially when the TSA is not even being paid right now, thanks to the Democrats.
Yeah.
But we'll see. We'll see what actually happened. Well, I'm very curious.
And I'll be honest with you. We, from our news staff locally, haven't really touched this story either because okay, she's a sitting congresswoman. She's also running for governor.
Yeah.
And stories like this are the kind that get amplified many times by opponents. So as you said, you know, hey, I'm glad she's coming on to get a chance to speak about this.
Yeah.
So we'll get it from a first person's perspective here. And, that's the way I'd prefer to cover these kinds of types of things to begin with, because I have no way of knowing if any of this is true.
No.
Because I have very little faith in a lot of the stuff that we see coming out of the political media in this state.
And it could be. I mean, it could be true. Maybe she did it. But I just don't know. And I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt till I get to ask her myself at 9:30.
Well, now, if she talked about defunding the police, then I should be praised by lots of the media. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but I simply cannot use the Post and Courier as a source.
No,
it's just, you can't do it.
They do some good work, but when it comes to politics, it's
difficult. It's almost impossible. And the Charleston papers
And honestly, they're one of the better ones out there. I'll be honest with you. It's one of the few that I really want to pay any attention to, because there's some other unnamed print sites that are in here, around here, and in the middle part of the state that I don't put too much value in.
So, and I know you love the Associated Press. They're great guys.
Please.
Yeah. Okay. I just thought I'd trigger you a little bit.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to hold down that gag reflex. So.
Okay, good. Well, you know what? This segment's over anyway, so you can go into back and work on that. Okay. We'll be right back.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah. Their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Enough that they killed Charlie Kirk. Now his wife is getting the death threats for daring to carry on his legacy. Folks, Democrats don't live like this. And when they do, when they have threats, when people actually show up at the door to shoot them, it's usually other Democrats. In fact, it's always other Democrats. Think the governor of Pennsylvania. Think the folks in the legislature in Minnesota, who it turns out, were shot by a Democrat. We don't shoot people. We don't threaten people. We don't terrorize people. We definitely don't terrorize widows. Just for daring to carry on her husband's work and, God forbid, wanting him to have a legacy. Erica Kirk is now getting the death threats. Folks, the left won't stop. Do you know why all this is happening, by the way, before this makes you mad? They're losing. They don't know how to lose. They've never, all we do is lose. And that's usually by a decision of our own Republican leaders. Until Trump. They don't know how to lose. Normally their media lies and they win, even when we're in charge, but not anymore. This was so powerful to me, Erica Kirk talking to Jesse. Well, she did a great interview over the weekend. I know what she's doing. She's trying to keep her husband's legacy alive, because if she does not, then they win. I get it. She must miss her kids so much. She's used to being a full-time mom. I understand. I can't imagine how torn she is right now. She didn't ask for this. She did not ask for this. Jesse Waters asks her about, you know, you're getting the death threats. He doesn't say this, but I know what he's thinking. It'd be easier for you to just take the insurance policy, raise the kids. But she won't do it. She's talking about how she lives with the death threats from the left.
Do you feel safe?
What are they going to threaten me with? Going to heaven sooner to be with my husband? And I don't say that to be reckless. I do not. I do not say that because I'm out in the streets like, here I am, come find me. And it's not at all. It's a fearlessness that's rooted in the understanding that I will have my day and my time, whenever that is. When the Lord knows that I've completed my mission. And I'm not afraid. Charlie wasn't afraid either. We never lived in fear. If we did, we wouldn't get anything done.
No Democrat in this country has to live that way. She didn't even seek the fame. She tried to stay home and be a mom. We've never seen a time like this in this country. They have in other countries, as they slept into Marxism, as we're doing in New York City. But you know what? J.D. Vance gave the best answer on this the other day. He got the question that I get a lot in the comment section and just people leaving, hey, listen, right now we're on the streets of Chicago, we're on the streets of L.A., we're rounding up illegals, Democrats are violently opposing us, so we're sending National Guard. Hey, you know, are we going to regret this? Is this going to be, something that Democrats will turn around and do to us when they're back in power? Maybe we should just let these blue cities, you know, leave all these illegal immigrant criminals on the streets. Maybe we should just let them harbor all these illegals. Maybe we shouldn't send in the Guard. J.D. Vance, you know, maybe we shouldn't clash with them. J.D. Vance had the best answer to this. I wanted to play it for you.
But when you talk about what could another administration do, to take a wild hypothetical example totally off the top of my head, what if Joe Biden sent the Federal Bureau of Investigation to start arresting his political opponents? Okay. So here's something that I want conservatives, I want every conservative to remember. It's an important part of my entire political philosophy is We cannot be afraid to do something because the left might do it in the future. The left is already going to do it regardless of whether we do it. That is the takeaway of the last 40 years. And in particular, if you look at what we're doing, if Joe Biden wanted to deploy the National Guard to a red state in a place where the murder rate was twice what it is in third world countries to actually go after murderers, that would be a great use of the National Guard. Unfortunately, I don't think Joe Biden would use it like that. What I'm worried about, frankly, is what the far left already did with American law enforcement. And that is the thing that we have to prevent against. And the answer to that question is you make sure the people who did it face penalties for using the federal power against American citizens. And by the way, that's exactly what we're trying to do. Thank you.
Thank you, JD. Honor to meet you, man.
Good to meet you too, man.
Yeah, folks, over the weekend, the number of Republicans targeted that we're finding out in Arctic Frost, 430. We're at 190 when the week ended last week. I would encourage you, do this. If you don't have time to listen to my Battleground America podcast from Friday, that's okay. Pull it. Just go pull it. You'll see, I put my sources up, and in the sources section, you'll see the subpoena list. And our side was really misreporting this last week. We were not doing our research. And I see over the weekend they started. No, go look at the subpoena list. Inside of each subpoena is another 40, 50, 60 mini subpoenas. Every single vendor, every law firm, every lawyer, every strategist, everyone was being surveilled. This is, folks, this is Stasi. This is East Germany. This is terrifying. And right now it's trending on X, which I'm really glad to see started trending 11 hours ago. Republican senators slammed Jack Smith's secret subpoenas on 430 GOP targets. By my count on that list, and go look at it yourself. So you get, I really want you to see it. It's just, it's a spreadsheet. It's just a couple of pages. You can see it. And by my count, it's over 800 targets minimum. And that doesn't count. I'm sure they were spying on people inside these groups, agencies. I mean, they were spying on WinRed, which is our big pack. They were spying on the RNC. They were spying on 20% of the Senate. I mean, listening to them, their phones, everything, spying. This is terrible. They can't get away with this. J.D. Vance is right. We have to fight without any thought for the future because they're going to do it again. They've already done it. Here's Senator Eric Schmidt on Arctic Frost and the horror of it. By the way, you'll hear him use some numbers in here. They've more than doubled since he gave this monologue.
The scope of this, it really is breathtaking. And I mentioned 100 times worth in Watergate. That may be an understatement. What happened was 3 days after President Trump announced he was running for president, the entirety of government in the Justice Department was weaponized against him to bankrupt him and his family and put him in jail for the rest of his life. So what happened? In Atlanta, a state case was, created to go after President Trump. The number two person in that case met with the White House. Alvin Bragg in New York began his criminal trial against President Trump. And the number three person left DOJ to go join Alvin Bragg's office. Then, of course, you have Jack Smith, who's notorious in prosecutor circles as the guy, the henchman you assigned to go get your person, the show me the man, I'll show you the crime kind of prosecutor. He's a total dirtbag, brings this case against President Trump. But it wasn't just a war against a man, Peter. This was against a movement. So Arctic Frost was going after not just President Trump, but sitting United States senators with subpoenas, the Republican Attorneys General Association. I happen to be the chairman of that organization at the time. Charlie Kirk's organization, this massive dragnet to sweep up people because they were Republicans. That was their crime. So this is sweeping. It's huge in scope. We're just getting this information right now because of whistleblowers. If President Trump wouldn't have won, all this stuff would be buried. But yep, whistleblowers have come forward. We need Watergate-style hearings for months on this to continue that investigation. There ought to be probably charges brought, eventually resignations. And one final point, Judge Boasberg, who's become notorious from the FISA courts, also making a speech trying to thwart President Trump's agenda before President Trump got in, and then, of course, somehow ending up with all these cases in the D.C. area, even though he wasn't the assignment judge, actually wrote in an attachment to these subpoenas to the telecommunications companies that you can't tell Senator Cruz, you can't tell these other senators that the subpoena was out there because they would destroy evidence. That's just beyond the pale. And I think impeachment proceedings should begin in the House of Representatives.
430 GOP leaders, groups, all of them surveilled. The number goes up every day. Folks, did you hear that in there? One of them, Charlie Kirk. Charlie Kirk. Why? Because he had committed the unforgivable, unpardonable sin of putting 1,500 full-time ballot chasers on the ground in the swing states. Chased, got, cashed in 400,000 votes, helped with Elon Musk's help to put Trump over the top. That was what he did. Now think about this for a minute. You got the FBI spying on him from the outside, right? Where you got the Democrat-funded street thugs. That's where this segment started, threatening to kill Erica Kirk now. Why? They don't want the ballot chasers on the ground in 26. That's why. And that's why the street thugs are trained on her now. They thought they'd kill it when he died. They don't want another 400,000. They'll get to 600,000. They're getting good at this. They don't want another 600,000 in 28. Folks, this is the fight. And I'm just telling you right now, okay? It's going to get violent. It's going to get messy. There will be bombs. There will be bullets. This is the process we have to go through to come out the end. But we're in the messy part right now. And that's why they're threatening to kill Erica Kirk. She now has to talk about how she has to deal with death threats. She didn't ask for this. She did nothing. But okay, they want to fight?
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
They go. It's the biggest trending thing on X right now. Just the original post is 21 million views. The kind of thing the FBI, when they were operating through the belly button as censors, used to censor, but they can't anymore. They can't stop people from finding out the truth. And as the truth continues to go viral, the Democrats are going to get more violent. They are. It's the only card they have left to play. Here's what happened over the weekend that went viral. Brooke Rollins, Trump's appointed USDA secretary. So USDA is over food stamps. Announcing, we found, are you ready for this? 700,000 illegals on the food stamp program. Illegally, because it's a violation of federal law for them to be there. And we removed them. That's just the original post is 21 million. It doesn't even count all of the others on X. And of course, you can share off X whether you have an account or not. Share it. Take it. It's on my X feed. Show your friends and family who aren't that political what Democrats did. Now, here's the shocking part. The 700,000 illegals that they found and removed from the food stamp rolls, those were just in 29 states, 26 Republican states and 3 Democrat states that agreed to play ball. 21 more Democrat states are still refusing to turn over the rolls, so we're suing them in court. How many illegals you think hiding there? Millions. We got them. We got them. We found out. Folks, I just had this stat on Friday. Trump leaves office in 2019. $60 billion is going out the door in food stamp payments. SNAP, it's called. Within 2 years, Joe Biden, two and a half, has it at $140 billion. More than doubled. Why? He's signing all the illegals up. They're turning the fraud controls down to zero. Signing up the illegal immigrant nation. Meanwhile, Elon Musk is on Joe Rogan this weekend. And he's asked about Doge. Joe Rogan says, ah, it's a shame, you know, Doge isn't operating. And Elon Musk says, oh, yeah, we are. Yeah, we're still operating. You wouldn't believe the stuff we're finding.
And Doge is still happening, by the way. Doge is still underway. There's still waste and fraud being cut by the Doge team. So it hasn't stopped.
It's less publicized.
Yeah. And they don't have like a clear person to attack anymore.
Well, it seems like once you stepped away.
They're applying immense pressure to me to stop it. So then I'm like, the best thing for me is to just, you know, cut out of this. And in any case, as a special government employee, I could only be there for like 120 days anyway, something like that. So whatever the law says.
Yeah, because if he didn't leave, they were going to shoot and kill people on these dealerships. I mean, they were already firing bullets into dealerships, firebombing them. And now we know why. They knew they'd hidden all these illegals on the rolls. They also know, folks, the number to understand all of this is 55,000. Last month, we created 55,000 private sector jobs for the entire country. There's no jobs for the illegals. If they can't get free health care, free Medicaid, free food stamps, all of that, they're going to leave. This is why you're seeing the violence with the Democrats. They're desperate to hold on to them. They're shadow nation. They work so hard to illegally import. And listen to what they're finding. Oh my gosh. All of this Medicaid, the billions of dollars that were illegally moved into Democrat states, they got rid of the fraud controls, right? It's a violation of federal law, and it stopped the big, beautiful bill. It's illegal now. It's not going to go anymore. This is why you're seeing them get violent, and they will get much more violent. Folks, it's going to get worse. Listen to what they found. These Democrat states, California, are even taking the Medicaid money and just handing it out to illegals. Please stay in America. Here, we'll pay you bills for a few more months. Here's a $10,000 cash debit card. Listen to this.
They were also giving out like debit cards with $10,000. So it's not just about medical care. The Democrats mention the medical care because they're trying to prey on people's empathy as much as possible. And then they imagine, oh, wow, somebody has a desperately needed medical procedure. And shouldn't we maybe do, you know, take care of them in that regard? But they, what they do is they divert the Medicaid funds and turn it into a slush fund for the states that goes well beyond emergency medical care. And New York and California would be bankrupt without the massive fraudulent federal payments that go to those states to pay for illegals, to create a massive financial incentive for illegals.
Wow. Elon Musk said something brilliant. You know, I've always thought of the non-prosecution of these illegal immigrant criminals, which then cling to these Democrat areas, is just Democrat soft on crime kind of, you know, hey, illegal cartels, you know, versus Democrat soft on crime policies. Musk says no. Now, if you look at and this is brilliant. If you look at what they're doing here, the UK, other places where they're flooding them with illegals so the socialists and communists can get into and stay in power. He said, no, that's part of the social bargain. They know when they come, they not only get free cash handouts, they can commit crime and untouchably.
The same people who are demanding that you have that you have a vaccine passport are the same ones saying you need no ID to vote. Same people.
Right, but like,
so it's obviously hypocritical and inconsistent.
So you really think it's just to get more voters?
If you want to understand behavior, you have to look at the incentives. Once you know, the Democratic Party in the U.S. and the left in Europe realized that if you have open borders and you provide a ton of government handouts, which creates a massive financial incentive for people from other countries to come to your country, and you don't prosecute them for crime, they're going to be beholden to you. and they will vote for you.
Here on the show, we are not fans of chambers of commerce. They tend to be extremely liberal, very destructive organizations, and there's no exception to that in the state of South Carolina, where the state chamber of commerce is pushed, well, really along with the Democrats, every really bad, destructive piece of legislation, including hate crime laws that would criminalize Christian speech, just to name a few. The gas tax over and over again. They'll probably push a new gas tax. I think our legislature is going to want to try to get more money out of you that they don't even need. That's coming down the pike, maybe. And other really destructive policies, like handing out millions of dollars in cash to companies to come here and compete against companies that are already here. One of the worst of those deals cost taxpayers $113 each cash to pay a company to come here, when that doesn't even fit our culture. All of that supported by the South Carolina Chamber of Commerce. So when Steve Nail, a candidate in the District 21 race, by the way, the vote is tomorrow, came on the show, I wanted to understand how he'd been a board member all of those years, up until 2 months ago, in fact, but now says he opposes all those policies. I guess I really wanted to know, why didn't he speak out publicly then? Why has he waited till now? He said that as a college, head of a college and whatnot here in the upstate, that he had just, you know, taken an appointment on the board. And besides, he didn't even go to any of the meetings. I took that as him denying that he was a part of the Chamber of Commerce, when in fact they list him as a board member up until 2 months ago. Here is that conversation that happened in this segment.
Well, the South Carolina, I'm just very leery of Chamber of Commerce, is particularly the South Carolina Chamber of Commerce, because every big tax deal they have supported, and they've also backed almost all of these really awful investment deals where we either pay companies to come here or we give them buku tax breaks. Do you support doing that?
No, in fact, let me clarify. I was active in the board. I have not been to a state chamber board meeting, mm-hmm. and I was given that role as part of the, you know, being at the university. And either fortunately or unfortunately, I haven't been to a board meeting in years. I'm not on the board right now.
I took that as Steve Nail denying his board's participation, and I knocked him for it. I said he was being dishonest. Upon going back and listening very closely to the tape, to the recording of it, what he is saying is he was on the board. He just didn't go to the meetings. So he did not deny being on the board. He just kind of arms linked them. So I want to apologize to Steve Nail. We do that when we get it wrong on this show. He was never dishonest with me about his board membership. What he meant and what he said was that he did not. Yes, he was a member of the board, as you can see by going on their website, up until 2 months ago. He's not anymore. He says he was not a participant, didn't go to meetings, wasn't really involved with them. His name was just on the board membership. I have no way to verify that, but I take him at his word for it. I said he was dishonest with me, and he was not. So I want to disavow that and to set the record straight. Steve Nail is coming up next. I've invited him back on because I've got some more questions for him about that. And I want to give him a say too on our previous interview. I particularly want to get a better idea of who, you know, which, what he will do in the legislature if he is elected tomorrow in the District 21 race. I'm going to have the other candidate on in that race to give equal time, starting at about 8:37. So it should be a pretty colorful hour coming up. But I did want to apologize to Steve Nail. He was not dishonest with me. He was simply saying, oh, yes, I was on the board. Yes, I was on that board of that organization. I just didn't go to the meetings. So misunderstanding there, and I apologize for it. But we will hear from Steve Nail coming up on the show. I have a lot of questions for him about who he will be if he is elected on Tuesday. So all of that coming up.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.